Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
And we wanted to give you an example of what these Patreon-exclusive episodes would look like that we announced on our episode 4 of the Life is Strange 2 episode. So if you want to hear more about that, it's in the first, 5 minutes there. So you can listen there, but we wanted to give just a brief recap of what that is. So if you want to look into our Patreon more, you can go on patreon.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed, or you can actually find a link to it on our website at thegreateststoryeverplayed.com. You can look there, but our just quick recap of what that is we've set up a Patreon, and we've got 3 tiers, one of which gets you a free episode each month. So that's our main tier. This is the supporter tier. If you want to pledge $1 or more, then you get an extra episode each month that's exclusive to Patreon. We won't put it on our normal feed, but we did want to record this as kind of an example so you know what you're getting into, I guess. But if you give $1 or more a month, then you'll get this bonus episode. And the idea is that they will be similar to this one, where they're more topical in nature. So in this episode, we're going to talk about video games we'd like to see adaptations of as movies or whatever. Or, you know, we might talk about, like, our 5 favorite Life is Strange episodes, or our favorite video game system, or, you know, whatever. Or even stuff that people vote on Patreon. If they want us to talk about this or that, then we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess with that, too, there won't be any game reviews on Patreon. Like, those will always be on our feed. You don't have to worry about that changing, like, what our podcast has always been. It will always be that. This is more bonus content that if you want more and you want to financially support us, we'll talk about some other stuff that you probably would like.
Mm-hmm. It's like DLC stuff.
Right, yeah. yeah, basically. This is our DLC. Right on.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got that. So that's kind of our main tier. And then we've got kind of 2 bonus tiers that are more one-time things. So our first one, we're calling this the producer tier. This is if you want to pledge $150 one time, then we'll play whatever game you want us to play and record an episode on it, essentially. And I guess within that, we would reserve the right to review something, but also we're pretty willing to play anything.
Yeah.
I don't see that would ever come up, but I guess I want to have the option just in case it's something weird.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't think of any game I've ever heard of and like, oh, I would never play that.
Right, yeah, me either. But whatever. The thing being, if you decide to pledge that one time, $150, that'll allow us to each buy the game. And we would play it and review it. And on the episode itself, we would say, this game was brought to you by you. because you are inspiration for playing this game. And we'd work on having that happen. Also, I guess it would be ideal if this was something that was on PS4 and Xbox One, since we are separate platforms. So that would be ideal. That would ensure that we could play it faster. So that's our second section, I guess, is producer. Mm-hmm. And then our other one is executive producer. So if you would like to give a one-time pledge of $350 to us, what this would do was it would buy Jordan a PS4.
Yep. Please buy me a PS4.
Yeah.
Because I really want one, but I'm too poor to buy one.
Right, exactly. So if you did that, of course, Jordan would have a PS4. That would be really nice, because then we could probably play more PS4 exclusives faster,
mm-hmm.
which would be pretty cool. And if you did this, we would recognize you as a producer on all PS4 games we play in the future, so that could be a lot. Also, we would give you the producer bonus, essentially, so you could also choose one game for us to play, and we would do that. So those are kind of our Patreon tiers. That's what that is. You can actually read about it at patreon.com/greateststoryeverplayed or on our website, greateststoryeverplayed.com. If you want to look into those, we would appreciate that. We would appreciate anything you'd want to give us. That would mean a lot. But again, the main thing is, again, that supporter tier. If you donate $1 or more per month, then you would get access to episodes that are like this one. So, I guess without further ado, we'll move into the episode itself, which is, okay, video games that we would like to see adapted into something else. That could be something like a movie, comic book, TV show, whatever. We've come up with 7 we'd like to see. And we'll go back and forth as we share the ones we'd want to see. So, for me, the first one I thought of that I want to see adapted would be BioShock as a movie. think this would be really cool. Going to Rapture was awesome when mm-hmm. we did that a few months ago. It was great. It'd be a really cool world. It was a cool world to see in 2007 video game. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. 2019 movie abilities.
Yeah.
It would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. I think, too, for a movie like this to be good, it would need to be an R-rated movie for sure. I think if you pumped it out as like a PG-13 movie, it would be like other video game movies that don't work out.
Yeah, that's fair.
So didn't they do that for Assassin's Creed? That was like a PG-13 movie?
I never saw it. Probably because it was PG-13. I'm not even sure.
It just feels like it would be bad because of that.
I mean, like, when you think of Bioshock, it's like, it's dark, it's gritty, there's a lot of killing splicers, there's a lot of pretty fucked up things. Like, it would have to be R to do it justice, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, you already have a lot to work. Like, with a lot of these games we've listed, there's already a lot to work with. Like, the story in the world's already, like, mostly created, mm-hmm. but then just adapting it to a movie or TV show, in this case, a movie for Bioshock, would be not too difficult.
Right.
But it would have to be R, or yeah, I think it wouldn't be dark enough.
Yeah, I don't think it would feel right. And I think even within this, you could probably go, like, full shooter-style movie if you wanted, and it's just a fun, crazy movie.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it would be good. Or you could probably make it, like, about Rapture and how it came about and all that.
Yeah, I could see this. I feel like if you went full shooter, it'd be a good movie, but if you went more Rapture, I don't know, where, like, the location focus would be better as a TV show, because you could delve into it more and, like, maybe more character development and stuff like that.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Like, what, Andrew Ryan before that and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe as Rapture is getting more and more bad, like a TV show, like, depicting that would be kind of sweet.
Oh, that'd be crazy once everyone starts splicing.
Yeah. You're like, this is really cool. And then all of a sudden you're like, all right, people are murdering each other. This is wild.
That sounds sick. I want this.
Yeah.
Give it to us.
Someone do it. TV show.
Bioshock the movie or TV show. We need it.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, so one of my picks was Fallout. So I'm a huge fan of the Fallout series. I played 3. I played 4. I've watched videos on the first two. I've played Fallout 76. It's whatever. So I would like to see Fallout as a movie or TV show, depending on the direction you went, similar to Bioshock. Like, I could see it going either way. I think post-apocalyptic things right now are pretty big, pretty cool, pretty in. You have zombies, you have mutants, you have mutant animals, like really big moles that try to eat you. Whatever.
Yeah.
You could do a lot with it. So I think I would like to see... I guess I'd lean toward a TV show, like a day-to-day kind of, what's it like to survive in a post-World War III nuclear fallout America or England or Canada. You know, you could do whatever you want with it. But I would like to see, because in the games they pick like a city that's pretty big and popular and they destroy it.
Okay.
And they make it post-apocalyptic. I'd like to see something like that, like Miami or I'd like Columbus because we live there.
Right.
That'd be cool. But like a TV show based on people surviving in post-apocalyptic, I don't know, United States.
Right.
It'd be pretty cool.
Are all the games in the same universe?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I know they're like, so Fallout New Vegas, that would be Vegas.
Yep. I played that one too.
What are like 4 and 3? Where are they set?
3 is DC.
Okay.
Which is really sweet. It's pretty cool. 4 is New Vegas, obviously. Like Fallout New Vegas is Vegas, obviously. And then 4 is Boston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 76 is Virginia.
Do they ever interact with each other? Like, does DC head to West Virginia or anything like that?
Not like, you never play it out like that, but there's like, you pick up like holotapes and or like you learn about like the lore, the story or the background, whatever, and there's they reference other places.
Oh, cool.
Like in, I think it's Fallout 3 that it references Virginia, which is Fallout 76. So there's some crossover, but it's always narrative. You read things about other things. It's never...
It's not... You don't, like, meet a guy from blah, 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 or whatever.
You might... you do. In Fallout 3, you meet an android who is from Boston.
Oh, cool.
From the Institute in Boston.
Okay.
But it's not very common.
It's pretty minor.
Yeah.
That seems like that'd be perfect for a TV show or something, then to set mm-hmm. in as either a new city and you could have them interact with, here's this guy from Boston or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It'd be awesome. I'd definitely watch it.
Yeah, that sounds great. I guess continuing the post-apocalyptic scene, I would love to see Horizon Zero Dawn as a TV series. Again, post-apocalyptic there. Great. Mm-hmm. I think for this, you could have Aloy. She's the main character in Horizon Zero Dawn. As the star of the show, or you could just make an original character, because again, similarly, it's got a huge world. Like, the map in the game is big. The idea is it's post-apocalyptic United States, but obviously the map in the game doesn't look like the U.S. anymore.
Sure.
But
yeah.
There's that. I think if you did have Aloy, Aigrette from Game of Thrones would be perfect for her. She looks just like her. If you end up looking up a picture of her and Aloy, it's like, why isn't this exist already? I think that would be perfect. And I think that I think this would have to be a show, because it would have to go on multiple seasons. Just having a big world already, it would be... I think I put 80 hours into the game. That would be lame as a two-hour movie. You need probably...
You have to do it really well as a movie.
Yeah, it would have to be,
very specific.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But as a TV show, though, if you could do, 10 episode seasons of an hour each, and you could do a couple of them, that'd be pretty good. Also, I think I'd prefer the post-apocalyptic, so you, in the game... You play post-apocalyptic, but you do get a little bit, in Finding Lore, you can find out about pre-apocalypse some, which is pretty interesting. I'd be okay with seeing that happen, but I think I would rather the post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, more interesting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole game is... You read things about pre-apocalyptic things. God, it's a hard word to say. Read things about pre-stuff, but it's... The main focus is post, right? That's
right.
You fight robot dinosaurs and things like that that just obviously don't exist right now. So
right, yeah, that'd be sick. And I think too, if it were to be a show, I'd really want it to be picked up on by someone good, like HBO or FX, like someone who makes good TV shows regularly. Because I could just as easily see the show being picked up by a fucking Fox or something like that. Yeah. They just put out some garbage show for a season and then it get canceled.
Or Spike.
Yeah, or Spike. Great. Right. Something like that.
Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah, Easter egg. Yes. You could see it being put out by someone bad and it would be terrible. I think that for a show like this to be good, you'd have to put in the money and the time and the writing and all that shit to make it right. If you just tried to put it out because you're like, oh, it was a big video game, it'll work.
Yeah.
It would be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that I agree. And that's probably the case with all these. There's already groundwork done with the game, with the story and the characters. And if you want to do new characters too, that's fine. But you already have the world created.
Right.
You'd have to expand it, revamp it for TV or movie or whatever. But yeah. So I think this is already coming out, but The Witcher, that's one of my votes. They're actually making a TV show.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. So I feel kind of bad picking this because they're doing it. But I guess I'll speak to as a movie specifically. I would love to see this as a movie. I think with there's definitely a lot of story and world here. That's one of the gigantic appeals of the game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the third game specifically. It's a huge appeal. Huge game. I think I put 100 some hours into it, and I didn't do most of it.
Wow. So I was going to say, I heard they have 200 hours of content or something.
Yeah, we have a friend, Lewis, who's probably put 250 in, and I don't think he's done everything either, but he's done a lot of it. So, it's fucking huge.
Right. Enormous.
So you could do a TV show, which they're already doing, which is, hey, sweet. But I think I'd want to see a movie with maybe most of the main story.
Okay.
Which would be pretty cool, because it's Geralt of Rivia is already just a really good character. Really cool background, cool powers, can fight and kill things, sweet monsters. There's monsters in it that are cool. He kills people too. It's awesome. It'd make a really good movie. I guess what I would want to see with it, it'd be kind of an R-rated Lord of the Rings with obviously none of the Lord of the Rings stuff in it, but that kind of world feeling. Maybe a movie would be that long, 3 hours.
Okay.
I'd be into that, but it'd be R-rated. So it'd be dark, it'd be gritty, he'd be just murdering people.
Do you think you'd do it Lord of the Rings, where it's each game is one movie? Do a trilogy?
Ooh, you could. That'd be sweet. Actually, yeah. So I played the second one. I never played the first one.
Okay.
So I'm not familiar with that one. And the second one, I I never beat it, but I...
You played a decent amount.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could for sure make 3 movies. Actually, that's a really good idea.
Huh.
That'd be sweet.
Interesting.
That'd be really sweet. But I guess I'd specifically want to see the 3rd one.
Okay.
Even that alone as a standalone movie, I'd be all into it.
Okay.
But yes, all 3 would be sweet.
So I
That'd
guess
be awesome.
On a game part, you're fine jumping in on game 3, having not played.
Sure.
It was fine.
Yeah, they do a quick recap.
Okay.
And I've also done a lot of research. Like, I've Googled and watched YouTube videos.
Okay.
So...
You felt like you knew what you were getting into in 3, that it was fine to just play straight up.
Yeah, and just the game itself, like, action RPG, open world, huge world.
Right.
Fantasy,
That's already you.
Yeah, I don't even need to be sold. I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
So, So, our friend Lewis, he's played all 3 of them. So,
okay.
I just talked to him a bunch about it.
Okay, so you could just get the details filled in of like, okay, what happened?
Yeah.
This thing from 1 they referenced, what's that mean?
Yeah, and there's also, I also just Wikipedia'd a lot of things or like watch YouTube videos.
Okay.
So I did my research too. But
okay.
I think it is a game you could just jump in at 3 and be like, who's this guy? Why is he this way? It'd be kind of confusing, but I think you'd pick it up.
Sure.
And the game itself is way too fun not to play.
Okay.
Play the first 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know.
So I would assume that... If they did a quick recap and if they made 1 movie, I wouldn't want them to do all 3 games in 1 movie.
Right.
But if they did a quick, like, recap. I don't, maybe not a recap, but like a background, it'd be okay.
No, yeah, I guess you could just do like a like Star Wars a long time ago. Just do something like that, but they just say, here's the stuff that happened in movie 1 and 2.
That'd be perfect.
In game 1 and 2.
Yeah, but I guess you're right. It'd be better to have 3 movies.
Okay.
Which would be sweet.
Yeah.
No, which maybe they're going to do with the TV show. They're going to do the whole thing. I'm not really sure.
No. Yeah, that sounds great. It'd be interesting to see what the TV show ends up being.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what's up. My next one is I would like to see Telltale's Walking Dead, the final season, continued as either like an animated series or as a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
My thought behind this is like I don't think we should have another Clementine game. I think it should be done with where it ended.
Yep.
Which I won't spoil in case you haven't played, but I won't. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it should be done.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but I would like to see more. And I think with that, like the big thing is that like with the characters we met along the way in that game, I found that I liked a lot of side characters in that game. I don't know if it was more than the previous games. I did like some side characters in the old games too. But these side characters I really, really enjoyed. And it was fun having Clementine have like peers and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I would like to see what happens after. Like, I would love to keep going. And I would love to keep going in a way that, like, I don't want to play as Clem anymore, I don't think, with just how it ended. And... So making the choices, instead I would be fine if I just saw everything happen.
Sure.
I would be okay with that. Even if it was actually just watching the Telltale game without decisions, like if it was just a movie of it, it would be fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I feel like we've had enough of the ups and downs with Clementine. Like, they wrapped it up well. So I don't want to have to go through any more things with like her and AJ and... people dying or not dying. Like I'd rather just be like I want to see it, experience it through not controlling it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, just to see like okay, Eric's in the next 2 months or something like that. Like
they really left it with like there's so much ahead.
Right.
Like, you could do a lot.
Yeah. And I feel like I'd like to see that cuz I feel like it could be almost boring, quote unquote, like it's like, okay, here's how they, like, figured out to reinforce their place, or here's, like, new friends they made, or, you know, like, it wouldn't necessarily have to be, like, big crazy all the time. I mean, you know, to be a story, there has to be tension, so they'd have to figure that out, but I don't feel like we would even necessarily need the big telltale decisions that we've had before, but to just stay with these people, like, I'd be very into that.
Yeah, and I think to your point, too, about, like, liking more of the characters in this season... I think I would agree, like, in the past 2 seasons, well, 2 seasons we played, there was a lot of good characters, so, like, Lee or Kenny or Jane.
Yeah.
Even Javi was pretty cool. Like, people like that were, like, really into. But I feel like this game had the most widespread, like, all these characters are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all enjoyable and fun to interact with. So, yeah, if you continued that in a yeah, comic or animated series, I'd be pretty into it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I guess it'd be hard to do, like, depending on who's left alive in your playthrough.
Right, yeah.
Like, would it be canon, quote-unquote? I don't know.
Yeah, that would definitely be the problem with it, is depending on how canon would work. Maybe they'd just have to choose one, but...
Yeah, or just go the minimal... Here's who could be left... Well...
Minimal damage, or, like, what people maybe would want the most, or something.
Yeah.
So they probably could juggle it a little, like, be like, alright, sorry, this is what it is.
Or they could just say, fuck it, and, like, we're doing this, and if you like Walking Dead, you're gonna like this. If you don't, don't care.
Right.
Yeah. But that'd be a fun, series.
Mm-hmm.
My last thing, which is kind of cheating, but The Last of Us, I think as a TV show, would be amazing, and... The reason why I think TV show and not movie is because you already kind of have it as a movie in the game. I mean, you're playing through it, but it's basically like you're playing through a movie, in my opinion. It's it's longer than a two-hour movie, but it's essentially a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would want to see something not with Joel and Ellie. Like, I'd want it to be maybe even a different area.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't know, just California or Canada or Mexico. It's something different. Same universe, but... I would want the same writers as The Last of Us,
mm-hmm.
and I assume Last of Us 2,
right.
probably good still. But I would want it to be those same people, because they created such a good world, good narrative, good dialogue, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
But I'd want it to be the same people, but maybe somewhere different characters.
That'd be cool.
And something where you don't have to play through it.
Yeah, just see it happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, shit, you could, and I think I've done this before, right? It's been a while, but, like, just go on YouTube and just watch the game. It's a fucking movie. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. That would be interesting to go somewhere totally different. Mm-hmm. I would be into it if they did, like, the Fireflies. Like, even if it was something like that. Like, something in-universe, but maybe, you know, we only interacted with a little bit. Like,
yeah.
What are the Fireflies doing? Or, the Pittsburgh Bandits, or like something like that. Like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, anything that's even remotely tied. Like, even if you did Fireflies and like they had like a outpost Oregon or somewhere totally different, but you like hear things for the duration of the show about, like, I forget where it takes place in The Last of Us.
I don't remember where they start. Pittsburgh's like the second stop. I think they might be in Northeast.
Yeah.
But I think Joel's from Texas, because like when they...
Yeah.
Go to the dam. I think that's near that way.
You're right. Yeah, so they started somewhere different, and you hear, like, oh, there's, like, this firefly place, and maybe they found a cure, and then they it's dark after that. So it's, like, something like that. You know, kind of, you play the game, you know what happened.
That'd be cool.
So, like, kind of, like, some ties towards the game, but also its own story, I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because, again, you already have kind of the world laid out. Like, you have the enemies, you have bandits, you have... You kind of know how it starts, but...
Yeah, that's true. You've got the... Yeah, clickers. You got the devastated world. Mm-hmm. Like, all that. Ooh, or something with the military. That would be interesting, because how everything became kind of like military outpost.
Which you don't really know how it just kind of happened.
Right. So if you got like a...
Start to then?
Yeah, like how military people started taking over something. Or like... Or if you got a start that was similar to Joel's at the beginning of the game or something. That'd be crazy. Like, if that's episode one... And like, then it fast forwards, like, in the game, and then it's, like, your character is a survivor. And
yeah, or even someone in the military.
Yeah.
You see some progression of, like...
That'd be cool.
It starts, and then, you know, you fast forward a year in the future, and you're like, shooting people.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to escape your quarantine zone. Like, that'd be fucking crazy.
That'd be wild.
You could just do so much with The Last of Us. It's such a rich world.
Yeah, it really is. And I'd love to see that stuff... on screen again. Like, I think Last of Us is one of my favorite, like, how a game looks.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Just
their post-apocalyptic world looks so good.
It does. It's amazing.
It looks amazing. So if you could see that in, like, real, wow, that'd be amazing.
I would for sure watch it.
Yeah. That'd be incredible. Last one up is Firewatch as a movie. I was thinking this because as a movie is, I think it would fit really well in, like, a two-hour block. Something like that. Like, if you decondense the game, and...
Yeah, because there's a lot of times you're just kind of wandering around doing... Not like, nothing, but you could for sure cut some stuff.
Yeah, you could probably cut it and make it a good narrative.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, like, At the beginning of the game, of course, you have those series of questions. You go where you, like, meet your wife and all that stuff.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, it was, like, super emotional. Oh man, if you had to see that.
Yeah.
Like, if you know.
I'd cry for sure.
If the first, like, 15 minutes were that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That'd be the craziest intro to any movie.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not any movie, but.
It'd be insane. You know, like, because, you know, it starts out and it's at the bar and it's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then you, like, see their relationship just fast forward with these bad decisions we had to make in those. Because all of them, it was like.
Yeah, they all sucked.
Do this bad thing or do this other bad thing.
Yeah. Which one's worse?
I don't know. Yeah. It felt, I mean, in the game itself, that was incredible. Like, that was the best, maybe, intro without doing anything. Yeah. It was just text.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was. It was rough.
It was rough as text. Like, yep. If you could see it and, you know, you add some sad music or, like,
yeah,
crying, like, oh.
Dude, man, that would suck, but also be really good.
Yeah, I bet it, I mean, that could just bring us all in those first 15 minutes in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, you know, you just bum ass going to a fire watch tower to try to avoid your life.
Like, yeah.
And then too, in the game it was really great, but I think in a movie you could do it really well too, is just this relationship you develop with Delilah over the walkie-talkie, and you, like, see it kind of develop, and you're kind of like, ooh, am I into you? Or, like, what's going on? Or, like, what are you running away from because I am? And, like, all that, like, that could probably make for, like, it feels like that would be a movie that would, like, win at Sundance Film Awards. Uh-huh. Like, kind of thing like that. Like, yeah. It would be like, fuck, this is it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to make it like a horror movie, but if you made it kind of suspenseful too, because there's points in the game where you're like, what the hell is happening?
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of made these weird twists of, like, which I guess they're already made into the game, so they'd be,
yeah,
you already know what they are. But if you kind of made it somewhat scary at certain points, that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
To be emotional and thrilling at the same time.
Yeah. And I guess too, that would give you that freedom. You could really go two ways with that movie. You could go more of the suspense stuff and, like, ramp it up from the game gave you, or you could, like, really just go the, like, finding yourself route, and you're like, okay, who am I? And, like, I'm the guy that ran away from my wife's bad situation, and now I'm at a firewatch tower, and now I think this lady on the radio is hot.
but I've never seen her.
Yeah. You know, like, you could go that route, and, like, you're finding yourself. You could probably go either way, and it would be pretty good. Like, I bet, I don't know. It feels like this, like, should be a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, like, with The Last of Us, it's kind of a movie in itself. You play through. So it'd be a pretty easy adaptation. You have to, you know, obviously change some things, get some characters and whatnot, but I think it'd be pretty easy to transition over to as a movie. And I agree. I think a movie makes more sense than a TV show, too. I don't think you have enough content to make it, or you have to add way too much to make it a TV show. I think it'd dilute it.
Yeah. I think that this is one where it would benefit from cutting. Like, if you just took stuff from the game away and you just added your own spins to things.
Yep.
It'd probably land.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
I would, like, for sure watch it.
Yeah, like, this feels like a movie that you'd hear about at awards time. Like, if it was good, like, you'd be like, oh man, the guy who went on the firewatch to find himself. Like, all right, I'm pretty interested. Like, it's the 80s and, like, you ditched your life to, like, go do something to find yourself. Like, that sounds like a movie people would like right
now.
Even
just being the 80s, it's just, like, it seems to be in. It's like Stranger Things, which is barely in the 80s now, but...
Yeah, that's true. They're
getting out of it.
They're getting out of the 80s.
But yeah, it's like, I feel good, but also, like, nostalgic and not necessarily feel good, because there's sad things, but, like, I don't know, reminiscent. I wasn't born in the 80s, and I've never been alive in the 80s, unlike you, but...
Briefly alive in the 80s.
Yeah, briefly, like, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years in the 80s.
Still, it's like a time, like, I'm like, man, 80s sounds pretty cool. I don't want to live them.
Yeah. Then. Yeah, no, I agree. That would be fun to see. So, I guess that's our movies. Or adaptations we'd like to see from video games.
Yeah.
Those were our thoughts. We'd love to hear yours. If you've got games that you think would be cool to see as a movie or anything, let us know. You could do that on Twitter at StoryEverPod, or you could email us at thegreateststoryeverplayed@gmail.com also. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you on this and talk more about it. And if you liked what we had here, please sign up for Patreon. That would mean a lot. The support would, that would really help and be cool. For us putting on this show, it would be helpful. And hopefully you'd be hearing more things like this that you would like. This is kind of our flow that we're hoping to go with. Otherwise, yeah, if you could rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts, that would help out too, just to increase visibility for us. And yeah, I think that's the episode. We'll see you next time.
Later.